Instead, from the same department, we have Alyssa DeJong.
Oh, Alyssa, hi. She's back. And so Alyssa, you're going to talk about the state's economic prospects and more people worried about their own prospects, correct?
Exactly.
Yes, Alyssa, hi. From
Alyssa,
the...
you have a better voice anyway.
Thank
you have
you.
A better voice.
So from Inform Connecticut, our friend Alyssa DeJong is here. Another new survey from the Research and Policy Institute of Connecticut. What's the deal here, Alyssa, with what Connecticut residents are worried about and are not worried about?
Sure. So we conduct this quarterly survey, and we've been doing it for the past 4 years. And we ask residents across the state what they think about the current economic situation, what they think it's going to look like mm-hmm. 6 months from now into the future. And then we also ask questions about their own personal finances. And so what we found was that people are feeling a little bit more upbeat about the overall state economy and their kind of long-term financial situation.
Well, I'll tell you something right now. We got a lot of work ahead of us, though.
That is for sure. And then what we found, which was really interesting, is that people are concerned about their kind of short-term personal finances.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's, you know, we're starting to see the interest rates increase. And so people are really taking a step back before they make that next car purchase or, you know, dive into a new home and things like that. So people are more concerned now than we've seen in the past 4 years of doing this survey about their kind of short-term financial condition.
And I do notice here that you do take a look at metrics. You measure this by things like, am I going to go on vacation? Am I going to buy a new car versus a used car? What am I doing in the short term? Because that's, you know, people react, right, Alyssa, to how much money they have or don't have in their pockets, right?
Exactly. And so we're seeing, you know, lower percentages of people taking a really big vacation or making a big, what we call a big durable purchase. So something like buying a nice piece of furniture or purchasing a new car or refinancing or buying a home. Those percentages were all much lower than we've seen in quarters past.
See, that's why I don't use furniture. I just sit on boxes.
One of the things too,
and I think you'll go along with the two of us on this, but we have some very big problems in this state, and unfortunately, don't talk about them. And I think once we can, and once we can go through it all, that we can come up with a solution that will work. That's one of the big things that I worry about all the time. I really, truly, truly do. I think that's what we're going to need.
I totally agree with that. I really think that, you know, the next governor and the legislature are really going to have to think about what the priorities are for the state and then figure out how to fund them, because you know, the process now is not working, and we need to make it more efficient so that we have a more sustainable budget.
However, finally, Alyssa, one good point here is that people seem to be a little more optimistic. Your survey found that 54% of state residents say it's a good place to live, Connecticut, to raise a family. 24% disagree. That's a 30% gap, but that's up from a 20% gap a year ago. So, you know, as I always say, and people ask me out of state when I work at my other jobs, what's wrong with Connecticut? I say, there's really nothing wrong with Connecticut.
It's a beautiful state.
We have a little problem with decisions that are being made and who's running it.
And we have a little problem with spending too much money just because you got the money.
Exactly. And we have to think about, we have to think about what our priorities are, what we do want to spend our money on, because we are a relatively affluent state, and we have so many assets and so many things going for us, but we just have to figure out how to pay for them in the long term.
Alyssa DeJong from Inform Connecticut, Research and Policy Institute of Connecticut. Alyssa, thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Now. See, here's, you know, and I knew this from the get-go. I like, you know, I respect Mr. Lamont. I like Mr. Stefanowski. If you and I had declared for governor and lieutenant governor, we'd have it all fixed. we'd have policies in place.
Absolutely. Yes, with a charging team behind us.
Can you imagine us addressing the General Assembly on the first days? On the first day. Now, all of you, sit down, shut up,
and listen.
Pay attention. It's with great honor that I introduce the Honorable Governor of Connecticut, the Honorable Brad Davis. Did you ever think of, I'm going to put you on the spot here.
I knew you were coming back today, and I just figured something. Go ahead.
Did you ever contemplate going into politics?
I was asked twice.
I was going to ask you. So over your long career, were you ever approached?
I was approached twice.
Really?
Congress.
Can I ask for? Okay.
First district.
Okay. Yep. Interesting. Did you give it a thought?
About that kind of a thought? No.
No.
That was it.
You know, I have known people who've run for office statewide, Congress-wise. I even had somebody kind of allude to me once, would you be interested in, you know, the State House? And for me, Brad, I don't know about you, for me, and this is what I've heard from people who have run and campaigns I've worked for over the past few years, they've all said, it's I do not have the capacity, Brad. Maybe you do, other people do or don't. I would have a very tough time asking people for money. You know, the fundraising thing.
Oh.
And we hear, you and I hear about it all the time, right? You know, the fundraising thing, how much money you have to raise, how much money do we have? I had a friend of mine warn me. He goes, don't get into it if you're squeamish about getting on the phone and saying, you know, whatever you could do to help.
Well, I wouldn't do it that way.
You wouldn't.
You know how I would do
it? How would you do it?
I would do it the old-fashioned way.
Which would be?
I've got $100 here. Who'll give me two? Who'll go to 250? Who'll go to three? I would do it with auctions.
Wait a minute.
Because it's altogether different.
Really?
You're not just asking, we got to raise this, my friends.
Yeah.
We got to raise this, and tomorrow night we will meet and we'll plug it, you know, promote it. And that's how you can raise a lot of money.
Interesting.
And people do not think that you are raising it for yourself, but you're raising it for